You have your Bible, turn with us to Hebrews chapter 2 this morning. The Bible says in verse number 9, it says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren." I want to preach just a little while on this, and I know this text has been preached on a lot, but I want to preach on this thought, looking unto Jesus. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. As we look at this text, we see the text as a call or a suggestion for an examination. Amen. To look and see where we're at, to kind of look around at the situation that we are. And I want to say today, a lot of us are a situation in ourselves. Amen. Can you raise your hand to that? We are a situation in ourselves. Amen. We're constantly changing and moving and going here, there, and yonder. And I want to say just almost evolving, but we don't evolve, praise God. We are what we are by the grace of God. I don't even like to use that word because it means something different today. But God's constantly taking us and moving us in the direction He'd have it go. And we just need to look up, praise God, to get help from God. We need to look around to see where we're at. Need to look down, praise God. But most of all, the Lord is telling us today that we just need to look. Amen? We need to look. If we look around today, we see a world in turmoil. It's a sin-sick, a sad sin-sick world that we live in. They sin everywhere today. Everywhere you look, you see sin. And we're tuned in today to everything that's happening around us and through TV and the internet. Everything's right there and it's in your face. And we can see the volume of sin that's in the world. Amen. We can see it everywhere around us. We see the world that's sin sick. We see a world that's war torn. The world is in turmoil today. Amen. There's war and rumors of war everywhere you look. There's things that's happening around us that we don't understand and we can't comprehend. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that knows where we're at. And even though the sin is everywhere and the wars is raging everywhere, there's a God of heaven that's still in control. Praise God, we just have to fit in with Him and not in with the world. Because see what the world has today, the world is a place, praise God, that's gone mad about pleasures. Do you not say they're pleasure mad? Everybody's wanting to have a good time. Everybody's wanting to go out and have a happiness everywhere and have pleasures and get caught up in the pleasures of this world. Let me tell you, the greatest pleasure that we should have in the world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Coming together as His people, realizing what He's done for us and the blessed promises that we have, praise God, that are eternal. That He's come to make a place for us and He's made a way for us when we come unto Him. Amen. The sadness of the world and the sin sickness of the world and the wars of the world and the turmoil in the world and the pleasures of this world, they don't even compare to what Jesus Christ has for us, for you and I today. Praise God. But it's so sad that we're caught up in it in a sinful generation that we're living in. The Bible said it would be this way in the last days. He said perilous times would come when people would desert God and godliness. We'd seek after our own pernicious ways and go after them. I want to say there's a way that's better, and it's a Jesus way. When you seek the Lord with all your heart, praise God, He'll minister to you and He'll love on you in so many ways. I've said it so many times, so many ways that you'll have to like one of them. He's there to help us today if we'll just look unto Jesus. We need to be looking unto Him, praise God, because of the sinfulness of the world. We're living in a sinful generation. So, well, preacher, I know we're in a sinful generation, but what do we do about it? Let me tell you what we can do about it. Let me tell you what you can do about it. I just love the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to help you. I praise God. He'll manifest Himself to you and He'll help you to do better. He'll help you to look better. He'll help you to walk better. He'll help you to live better. He'll help you to talk better. I want to say, praise God, He'll make you better from the inside out. Glory, hallelujah. So we can make a difference in a sinful generation. I see it's not going to change all by itself, but it'll change when the Word of God is preached to the people of the world. You say, how do you do that? Through me and you, praise God, they can see Christ. Amen. I've said so many times, we talk and talk. Sometimes it's just time to live it. Just to walk right before God of heaven, praise God, and just see how God manifests Himself. But even in the hour that we're living, now listen to me, we're living in a dissatisfied generation, a generation that's not satisfied with anything. We're constantly looking and searching at something that might be just a little bit better, that might be just give us a little more joy, that might just get involved in a little bit more. Let me tell you what you ought to do. You ought to just get involved in the things of the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the ministry of the church and just see what God will do for you. Amen. If we get caught up in that, praise God, it'll make all the difference. You say, how do you do it? By looking around you and seeing where you're at. Seeing what's happening in this world, they praise God, and realizing, praise God, that there's got to be something better. There's got to be. Amen. This can't be the best part. This world that we live in can't be the best part. There has to be something better. There has to be something to look forward to. Amen? What we have to look forward to, praise God, is seeing Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, how do you do that? Amen? When you look around, praise God, and you get to looking deeper in that, and you get to looking within yourself. When we start looking at you and me, we'll start seeing things. Amen. When we look around, praise God, and we start looking into our heart, we see that we begin to search our own hearts. When you begin to search your own heart and see where you're at, I think the reason there's no joy in our hearts no more, praise God, is we're not where we ought to be. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you realize that? By looking to yourself, by looking at that inner man, by looking at who you are and comparing ourselves to Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we realize our own personal sins, amen, personal sins. You see, it's easy to see, Brother Bill, it's easy to see somebody else's. It's easy to look at somebody else and say, boy, they oughtn't do that. Or she oughtn't to do that. But praise God, when we start looking at ourselves, you know what? What I'm doing, it ain't right. As God begins to compel your heart, praise God, and the Holy Ghost begins to touch your heart, we need to realize, praise God, there's some things that just ain't right. And you make them right with the Lord. We begin to realize, we begin to look up within yourself, amen. We begin to see ourselves personally. And we begin to see ourselves as Jesus sees us. Amen? When we see ourselves as Jesus sees us, it makes all the difference in the world. Because then you can begin to renovate that old house, that old temple that you are. God, I like the way God does it. He does it from the inside out. I was thinking about that. There's a little house down below me. And it was built in pieces. It was pieced together. It was a little family, and the family got bigger. You know how that works. And as the family got bigger, they just added on chunks to the house here, there, and yonder. And over the years, there was a lot of decay. There was a lot of things that happened in the house. And because of where it was, it's built next to a creek. And because of where it was, you couldn't tear it down and build it back. So what they had to do, they had to begin on the inside and reconstruct it all the way to the outside. Amen? I mean, they was termites, and it was just eat up, and it was falling apart, and they was a dry rot, and everything that you could have in a house was in there. The foundation was shabby. It was a falling down in corners, and so these fellas had to come in, and they had to begin on the inside and work their way. It was the only way they could, glory, hallelujah, it was the only way that they could be permitted to do it. I want to say, praise God, today the only way we can get our house in order, praise God, is start on the inside and work to the outside for the glory of God. Amen. He makes a difference when we realize the person that we are and what God would have us to be, and we begin to renovate from the inside out. We begin to ask God to help us. We begin to recognize our own sinfulness. Amen. Praise God. We begin to realize where we are. And begin to realize where God would have us to be. Praise God. Amen. And we realize that, and we realize that not because of our own selfish desires, hello, but because God Almighty loves us and He wants to help us. And we want to be helped so that we can give God more praise. Hello. Amen. Are you hearing me? So that we can give God glory that He deserves. Ain't that what the writer Hebrews was telling us? It's what Jesus did. He said, when we looking unto Jesus, He's the author and finisher of our faith. And said, when we see Jesus and He manifests Himself to us and we really see Him. He said, how do you see Him? When you get to really looking for Him. You look around and you see the mess that we're living in. You look around and you see the mess that your life is. You look around and you see the things that's inhibiting you and holding you back. Amen. And you just go before the throne room of grace, not with a selfish desire to please the flesh, but with a Godward desire to please a holy God, to bring glory to His name. Amen. He'll get the glory and praise for all that He does for you. Amen. I can't take no credit for what He's done for me. Amen. I haven't done nothing. But He's done everything. He saved me by His marvelous grace. He's kept me by His grace. Praise God. He's delivered me out of situations by His grace. Amen. I found favor with God by His grace. Praise God. And it's just so wonderful, praise God, to be just be a child of God. Amen. At times that I didn't have no help. I didn't know which way to go. Praise God. I'm glad He was there to show me the way. That's what He does. Just like that old house, praise God, He made me from inside out. Amen. Outside of this old vessel ain't what it's going to be. Amen. But you know, one day it's going to be perfect without spot or blemish. All the sad things is going to be gone away, praise God. And behold, glory to God, I'll be like He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, how is He? He's perfect. He's without defilement. He's without spot. He's without blemish. He is God. And one day, praise the Lord, I'll be like Him. Amen. Praise God, I have to realize it's not because of my own unsatisfied desires. Desires get us in a mess. James says this in James chapter number 4. Amen. James chapter number 4, he says, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Verse number 2, he said, you fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. Let me ask you a question. But do you know how to get things from God? You get things from God when you ask Him from your heart. Amen. You have to ask Him from your heart without sin. Amen. If a sin in your life, God won't hear you. Only thing God's going to hear from a sinner is, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. And then you can start cleaning things up and do business with God. Verse number 3, he said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You say, well, preacher, I don't know what the big deal is. You know, we all have desires, we all have lust, and we all pray. But I'm going to tell you, when we give in to those desires and the lust of this old flesh, praise God, it becomes sin. Amen. You say, well, what's wrong with sin? Sin will kill you. Sin will take you out. Amen. In James chapter number 1, verse 13, he says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But now watch this, verse number 14. He said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Amen. When sin comes along, praise God, and you say, preacher, well, how do I know sin? Because God tells us what sin is. The Holy Ghost of God convicts us of sin and shows us sin and tells us to flee from it. Amen. But he said when we're tempted with sin, and he said, and we're drawn away because we follow after sin. You get the picture of this. We see it a human being, a person, and they're walking down the road of life, and sin comes along and says, hey, look, buddy, what I've got, and you follow after it. And then it becomes sin in your life. Now, sin is all around us. We said we look around the world and we see it everywhere. But when you start following after sin, then it becomes sin in your life. Amen. You become a sinner. He says, verse 16, he said, do not err, my beloved brother. Now that err means to be deceived. Don't be seduced. Don't be led in the wrong direction. We got to be paying attention to what truth is. The love of God, praise God, and the pardon of sin and the help from sin and what God gives us, praise God, so we don't get caught up in the lust of the flesh and following it therein. So we have to stay humble before God and ask Him to help us every step of the way. That, praise God, He minister to our hearts and give us guidance, Godward guidance, all the days of our life. Amen. And we have to follow. We have to flee from sins, what the Bible tells us. When the devil tempts us to go one direction, when the devil brings something to our mind, praise God, you got to shut your eyes and say, Jesus, 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 so that stuff just goes right on through. Don't begin to entertain it. Don't ever entertain sin. If things don't feel right, praise God, get away from it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sin will bring you down. Sin will destroy your life. But if we're looking unto Jesus, so he says that we need to look around. And when we look around, we see the world and see the mess that we're in. We look around and we see ourselves where we're at. Then we begin to realize in a hopeless despair that we need some help. As we look around today in a hopeless despair, we realize that our world, our country, our nation needs some help. And the only help it's going to get is from the Lord.
Amen.
We can't count on our leaders to bring us out. We can't count on our representatives, praise God, to make good choices for us. Amen. It's time that God's people started making good, solid choices for ourselves. And we're looking unto Jesus, praise God, to help us to make those choices. Amen. Praise God. When we begin to look within, look at Jesus. We begin to look to Him, praise God, for His mercy, His love, for His direction. Praise God. And we begin to acknowledge our sin. We recognize it. Hello.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, I'm not really that bad. Yeah, but I said before, we're not really that good. Amen. And we need to acknowledge. Now that means we come to the knowledge of it. God brings it to our heart through the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You know that we're sinners, that we're doing stuff that we oughtn't to do. Amen. Bible says we all sin, come short of the glory of God, so we all do things we oughtn't to do. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Or just all jump up and say, Lord, help me, I'm a sinner. Amen. Because we are. We're all sinners, praise God. We're all apt to sin. But when we acknowledge our sin, we look to Jesus when we acknowledge our sin. We look at Him, praise God. We see Him as He is, and we realize that we're not Him yet. And we acknowledge our sin. We recognize it, praise God, before God. Now that acknowledging means we realize within ourselves, because we've looked really deep at us, and we realize who we are. And we realize that we're not really what God would have us to be. Hello? That we haven't arrived. Now you might think you're the greatest saint that ever lived. Paul was one of the greatest saints that ever lived. And he said, I fail daily. He said, I need some help. He said, that wicked man that I am. He said, the Holy Ghost is in me, praise God, showing me that I'm not as good as I used to think I was. Amen. I'm not as good as I'd like to think I am, Brother Bill. But there's a God of heaven that'll help me to do right if I'll just acknowledge my sin. I just realize and recognize. You say, how do you know? Because we know what sin is. Because God gives us the knowledge of sin. So we look to Jesus in acknowledging our sin. And then we look to Jesus in confessing our sin. You say, well, preacher, what's the difference? Praise God. We've got to realize that we're sinners before we can confess our sin. Amen. Before we can say, Lord, help me. You can't confess something you don't realize you have. What's wrong with the world is we don't acknowledge it, because we look around the world, we see it, we say, well, preacher, everybody else is doing it. My mama used to, I used to use that all the time when I was a kid, especially a teenager. Well, mama, everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is wearing that. My mama always had the phrase, she'd say, well, if everybody else runs and jumps off a cliff, you going to jump off too?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I said, well, what do you say to that? So, no, Mom, I'm not going to jump off a cliff. But I tell you, as a young man, as a teenager, you think, well, wonder how high that cliff is. Is there any water under it? It might be exciting. Amen? That's how we think, isn't it? We don't want to acknowledge our sin, because if we acknowledge our sin, praise God, we'd have to confess our sins. This old flesh wants to hold on to it. Every one of us got some kind of little old something that we're wanting to hold on to. It's like luggage. We want to keep it forever. And it just gets heavier and heavier, and it's dragging us down. Amen? But till we acknowledge that and we confess that, praise God, God, we're looking to Jesus to help us to take that old burden from us. Amen. Praise God. He said if we just trust in Him, said His load's light. He said, I'll swap with you. He said, I'll take your heavy load, praise God, and I'll give you a light load. So all you just have to do is believe and trust in me. Praise God. That's what He does. So we acknowledge our sin and we confess our sin. And Jesus, praise God, we realize it there and we confess it. Well, how do you confess sin? We call it out to the Lord. Hello? You're like, preacher, I ain't going to call that. I ain't going to say that out loud. Why? Because God might hear you. Amen. We need, hey, listen, I'm just preaching to the church today. We need to confess our sin. When we acknowledge our sin, we need to confess our sin, praise God, so we can get things right with God.
Amen.
And the only way you confess is just say, hey, listen, I did it, Lord. I'm guilty, Lord. And God Almighty comes where you're at, praise God, and He begins to help you. Amen. Praise, we confess our sins, and then we forsake our sins. Amen. Amen. You say, well, how do you forsake? It's called repentance. Amen. We acknowledge our sin, and then we confess our sin, and then we repent of it. You say, well, preacher, isn't it all the same? See, I think that's what's wrong with the church today. We've got this easy believism, so if we just know that we do wrong, it's okay. God knows that we know, but praise God, how about asking God to forgive you your sin? Amen. How about acknowledging your sin? How about confessing our sin? How about repenting of your sin? You say, what's the difference between confessing and repenting? Confession is when we just come before God, come clean. Repentance is when we say, God, forgive me. I know it broke your heart. Amen. Lord, I know what I've done, what I'm doing is breaking your heart. And Lord, I want you to forgive me. Amen. And I want you to help me not to ever go back. It means coming before God and saying, Lord, I don't want to ever go back to that. Sometimes God brings things to our mind. Now, I'm talking about looking unto Jesus, looking at the Lord. We're getting bogged down, youngins. We can't keep pressing on like this without the power of God in our lives. And the only way to have the power of God is look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, to help us press on for His glory. To bring us out from under the burden that we're carrying, the load that we bear, amen, and just trust in the Lord to give us strength. Not ours, but His. My Bible says He has all power, Justin, in heaven and on earth. And the only reason we don't have that power is we're not harnessing it. We harness it when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the provision He's made for us. So we realize, praise God, we come for Him with a repentant heart. Amen. And we say, Lord, please forgive me of this sin that you've revealed to me. And you turn away from that. You put it away behind. You cast it. Let God cast as far as the east is from the west. And you go in a different direction. And you never, listen to me, you never look back on that. You make that something that used to be in your life. Amen. And you've determined with the help of the Lord. I said with the help of the Lord to never go back to that. We don't want to be like the Bible says, a dog that returns to its vomit. That's nasty. Why do we want the niceness of this world when we can have the goodness and the cleanness of God? But we have to let God clean us up. In order to do that, we have to look to Jesus. Amen. We have to acknowledge our sin. We have to confess our sin. We have to repent of our sin. And we have to get cleansing for our sin. Amen. God cleans us up. In a volume of the book, it's written of Him. He cleans us up, cleans our sin out of us, and makes us a vessel fit for God. I don't know about you. I don't like to drink out of a dirty vessel. I don't like dishwashers. Amen. Because you're counting on something else to get your vessels clean. And if you ever wash your glasses with your oatmeal bowl, sometimes it isn't pretty. I don't know what is, but something about oatmeal. Now they say you eat oatmeal. I love oatmeal, by the way. Don't get me wrong. I have it used a couple times a week. But they say if you eat oatmeal, that oatmeal will help your cholesterol stay down. You know how it does that? Because that oatmeal sticks to everything. Amen. And I guess as it goes through the system, praise God, it just takes a whole lot of that junk with it. But you get that oatmeal in your bowl and you let that thing set up. And then you throw it in the dishwasher. When that dishwasher goes on, amen, that stuff begins to break loose under that power and the force and the hotness of it. And that stuff goes all over the place and it'll blow up in them glasses. And when it blows up in there, when the drying process sets in, that stuff's there forever. And then you go to get a glass out of the dishwasher, you stick it in the cabinet, don't notice it, you get it out and you go to put your milk in it, and there's a big old glob of oatmeal. Amen. I don't like a dirty glass. I don't like a dirty vessel. Praise God, God don't either. He said, say, praise God. He said, what He does when we repent of that, our sins, glory be to God. He said, He cleans us up so that we're not a dirty vessel. We don't have those spots of oatmeal on us. We don't have our spots of the world on us, but we got the cleanliness of God. There's a purity to being a child of God. There's a purity to looking to the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior. Amen. The confidence that we have in Him. Because he said, we see Jesus, who's made a little lower than the angels, they're suffering of death, crowned in glory and honor. Speaking of praise and worship of God Almighty, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Praise God. He was clean. He was pure. And He says, because He was pure for us, we ought to be pure for Him. Amen. In other words, we ought to be cleaned up. A glory. When we get to looking around, youngs, and we see all this, and we see the goodness of God, and we see the mercy that He has. When we're looking unto Him, we see who we are. We look around, we see the world, how bad. We look around, and we see where we're at. We search our own hearts, and we see, praise God, that we're not perfect yet, but we ought to strive to be. The Bible said we should strive for perfection. We should be. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So, a preacher, ain't no way I can ever be holy. Amen. You can too, because God told you to. And God will not tell you to do something He won't help you to do. So there we are again. We got to look unto Jesus. Got to look unto the Lord. Praise God to help us to be what He'd have us to be. Amen. He said, for it became Him, verse 10, for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. And to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. But watch this. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. He said, we come into a oneness. He said, there's a joint thing that we come into with the Lord Jesus Christ. And He manifests Himself in our lives. For which cause He is not ashamed to call them what? Brethren. We become brothers and sisters with Christ. So we look unto the Lord. What do you see when you look to the Lord? Amen. We see love and we see a humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we see. That's what we have. That's what God has promised. He's promised us a love, the love of Christ. He's promised a humility that's out of this world. Jesus come humbly, praise God, into this world. He was humble, praise God, even unto death. He hung on a cross of Calvary for us. Humbly. He could have called legions of angels, but He didn't. He hung on the cross for you and me. So we see the love of God, we see the love and the humility, but we also see the cross and we see the crucifixion, the sacrifice that He made for us. You know, it amazes me that people's not willing to make a little sacrifice for Christ. People will say, well, preacher, I went to church Sunday morning 3 months ago. I'm sacrificing for the Lord. Amen. That's just a reasonable service to go and worship the Lord together. He said, to fail not to assemble yourself together because the custom of His preacher. Even so, the more as you see the day approaching, because we're living in dark times. And we need encouragement from the Lord, praise God, and we'll get it by looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we see the love of praise God, in humility. We see the power of God in the cross and the crucifixion. But we also see the power and regeneration, praise God, the pardon of God. Amen. He pardons us. He regenerates us. He makes us a new creature, a new creation. We're not the person that we used to be, I hope. Amen. Lord, the Lord's helping us every day, youngins, if we'll let Him, if we'll look to Him. He'll help us to be just a little better, a little more like Him every day. You know what the problem is for the church today? We don't realize who Jesus is. We don't realize the power. We don't realize the purity of Christ Jesus. He was perfect. He was pure. He was undefiled. That's how He overcome death. Because the Bible says in Acts He was not holding to it. The death could not hold Him because He didn't have any penalty of death in Him. He died for your sin and mine. He that knew no sin, amen, became sin for you and me. Amen. I believe it'd be good just look to Him because He died for our sins according to Scriptures. So we see the power in the persuasion, praise God, and the pardon and the regeneration, praise God, that God gives us. That we're not the people we used to be. And then we see the cleansing and the sanctifying power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us that through His blood, through His power. He said, both He that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified. I love this right here. He said, are all of one. Amen. He said, we're all of one. We're all of our Heavenly Father. Because what Jesus Christ has done for us, praise God, we've been made in the likeness and the image of the Lord Jesus. So we have the power, praise God, to looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, to make us different today. So that we're unique creation, a unique creation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Say that fast 3 times. But God Almighty loves us, praise God, enough to where He's willing to work on us, you and me, praise God, all the days of our life, to present them to Himself. But if we'll just look unto Him. What do you say, Pastor? I'm saying we can't look all around this world and expect everything to be okay. The only one that can make things okay is the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. Amen. He's the one that makes a difference. He's the one that manifests Himself to us, praise God, and through us. So that people can see Christ in us, the hope of glory. So that we can, one of these days, and we look around and we look unto Jesus and praise God, and we keep our eyes focused and we look toward Jesus. Amen? We look forward to Jesus. Because He's made us a promise, Brother Jeff, that He's coming again. That He's coming again and He's going to receive us unto Himself. He's going to call us unto Himself. He's going to take us home to be with Him. He's made us a promise, praise God. He's gone to prepare us a place. And He said, if I go and prepare you a place, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. But that maybe depends on what we do. But depends on looking unto Him, believing in Him, and faith in Him, trusting in Him unto salvation. The Bible says He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Now these little old young'uns, see, we were all born into this world. But Jesus said we've got to be born again. Amen. We had a physical birth, but we got to have a spiritual birth. Amen. We have to say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner and save me. Trust in Lord Jesus Christ, His death on Calvary. Amen. And allow Him to become our Lord and our Savior. And we get that new birth. We rise up in newness of life. And we give up that old man that we used to be. Amen. That's dragging us down. It's like a ball and chain around our leg. But praise God, we become, you say, preacher, well, you know, you're preaching this, but, you know, when you get saved, everything just ain't all perfect. Yeah, but we serve a perfect Savior. Amen. We're not putting our faith in a perfect world or a perfect place or perfect people, but we're putting our faith in a perfect Savior who's able to manifest Himself, praise God, into us. I said into us so that we can see Him high and lifted up. So when we get burdened down and bogged down and no weights are dragging us, praise God, we can lift up our voice and praise God. Realize, praise the Lord, that there's joy bells going off in our heart. And there's joy bells going off in heaven. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying we just look to Jesus, praise God, because we know He's coming again. He's coming soon, praise God. And we just keep looking unto Jesus. Every day, every moment, when hard times come, when tribulations come, pray God, just keep looking to the Lord. You say, preacher, what happens if we don't? Let me tell you what'll happen, and I'm done. If we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, if we don't keep looking to the Lord, this old world and the things around, everything I've told you this morning will discourage you. It'll take you out. You get your eyes off of Him, and the next thing you know, you're going in this direction and that direction. Amen. And you don't. And things begin to happen. Things begin to wax worse and worse. And we don't even realize it till we're way out there somewhere, with no way to get back. It's amazing to me the devil always take you further than you want to go, and he'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And he'll never ever show you a way back. Amen. He'll promise you all kinds of good stuff, but it never does come out good. But Jesus Christ has offered us a blessed promise of hope that'll always come out well. Amen. It'll always come out in the portals of glory for His glory to those that are sanctified, praise God. He said, for which He is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. I'm glad I have a brother in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I have brethren and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad we have a church full of people that call brothers and sisters that we sung about this morning. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ that love the Lord and are looking for His appearing, praise God, because He's coming again. And if we believe this and we keep our eyes on, like, listen, let me just say this in closing, in conclusion, as the old preacher would say, he said, in conclusion, if we just keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, He will never fail. Amen. We may fail and flounder around in this world, but if we look unto Jesus, He will never fail. The Lord's never failed me, youngins. He's never failed. He's never come short. He's never been late all the days of my life. And I've lived almost 58 and a half years. Brother Bill, He's never ever failed me. And He never will. So what are you saying? I'm saying if we'll just trust in the Lord and just realize that we're old sinners. Amen. And we need some help from God. And we need the touch of God in our lives to help us every step of the way. And we look unto Him for that help, that help will always come. Sometimes it may seem that it's a little late, but I guarantee you it'll be right on time. Amen. It'll be right on. When Lazarus died, they said, if you'd only been here, my brother hadn't have died. And she said, but I know anything you ask, said, it'll be given. And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. I am the resurrection and life. He said, I am that life. You can believe that.